Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Full Court, your favorite basketball podcast. Free Court is here to entertain the listeners with a fantastic world of sports, but mostly basketball. This highly amusing podcast will keep you excited like a slam dunk. Enjoy Real Sports Entertainment Network's number one basketball podcast from RSENReport.com. Now, here's your host, Tyler Spence, and your co-host, Brad Miller.
Never in a million years did I think I would ever be here sitting in this chair discussing the resignation of Coach Darren Trueblood. I woke up this morning with mixed emotions, not sure what happened, why it happened, or how it happened, but all I know is when I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning today, I could not believe the headline in the sports section that Coach Trueblood had resigned from Enterprise. We're talking about arguably the most successful North State coach in the history of the North State. Four section championships. Led his team to, 17 playoff appearances in a row. Granted, a few of those were from Arrow's team for the 90s that continued on from 99 to 2003 before Trueblood ended up taking over the reins in 2003. All I know from a personal standpoint is that everything I'm doing now in college and everything I'm doing in the future, the reason I'm going to become a teacher, the reason I want to pursue coaching and teaching PE, it has to do with Darren Trueblood. I learned more from that man in 2 years playing under him than I've learned from any other mentor I've had in my life. And everything I do from now on, from here on into the future, I owe to him. He's not only the best coach that I had, but he was the best mentor that I had. And I know that he was a great influence on not just my life, but a lot of other young people's lives. And I know my co-host, Brad Miller, too. I know he'll agree with me. His son and I were teammates in high school. And I know that, you know, Eric, Brad's son, also views the same things of Coach Trueblood. And I know, Brad, you think very highly of Coach Trueblood, too. And I guess I just got to ask you, what was your first reaction when you heard this news?
Well, honestly, after what happened with Coach Hayworth, nothing surprises me anymore that goes on at that school. Very disappointed. Just astonished that this is where we're coming to now in today's society, where you've got a man and a coaching staff stands together. They not only do they preach, you know, the slogans at Enterprise, the we not me, and all that, they live it. They believe in it. They have integrity, and they stand, you know, they stand fast in their beliefs. And it's very frustrating and very disappointing to me. I mean, Enterprise was where I graduated, you know, back in the old days, and our football team, they sucked. And the coaching staff sucked. I'm not afraid to say it. They're terrible. And it wasn't until the years when, you know, Clay Arrow got there and then Darren Trueblood took over the baton from him, where they had these men who not only were great football coaches, but they were great leaders of young men. And not only did they teach young men life lessons, but they taught us parents a lot of things that we can use and that we can remember down the road. I mean, there's so many memories I have of coaching, you know, decisions that he made and watching him, how he talked to, you know, players like yourself and Eric and just all the kids and just watching how they related to them, trying to teach them life lessons that are going to, you know, they're going to use the rest of their life, not just on the football field, but, you know, and when I think of Darren Trueblood, you know, the image that keeps coming to my mind, and it has very little to do with football. Your guys' senior night, last home game of the year at Enterprise High School. I remember you had a teammate, Anthony Kirtley, that doesn't have his parents. And I remember watching you seniors getting ready to go through and take pictures with a parent, mom or dad or grandma, grandpa, whatever. And there was Anthony, and there was nobody there. And before I could even take a step forward to try and help the kid out, there was Darren Trueblood. And he was proud to take a picture with his coach. And Darren was proud to take a picture with his player. And Anthony wasn't a star player. He barely got to play. And that's another thing that was really cool and classy about Trueblood, is he didn't care whether you're the best player in the football team or you were the worst. He cared about you.
Right.
You know, I can tell you firsthand that the man came to my home one night when my son was going through some stuff and I was out of town. He came to my home. It's been over an hour at my house. And that's who you want teaching these young men. I don't need some, you know, guy that's trying to live his life through these kids or some complete arrogant ass teaching our kids life lessons. I want somebody that genuinely cares about these kids and teaches them integrity, teaches them that, you know, you got to work hard for what you're going to get. You know, you put the work in, it'll come. He teaches you that kind of stuff. And
right.
To see this go on at our school after all the great things that have happened, I mean, not just Darren, but these assistant coaches that are leaving as well, these are just incredible men. And men that we need in our schools today teaching these kids stuff. You know, it's not all about wins and losses, but obviously they've been very successful, as successful as anybody. But there's so much more than what's going on between the white lines, you know, out there in the football field. There's just, I mean, gosh, I just think back of all the memories of the different camps they took you guys to, and just the fellowship and the camaraderie that goes along with that. And, I mean, it blows my mind that the administration of Enterprise High School thinks this is the way they need to go forward. You know, you keep entitling these kids, thinking that it's okay to go whine about every little thing, and it's okay to think that you're entitled to something that the other teammates aren't, or that you should be the starter, and because you're not the starter, you're going to go start a bunch of crap and talk a bunch of crap about these coaches, and the administration's going to buy into it? That blows
yeah.
my mind that's the kind of crap that's going on in today's world.
And to kind of go back, I remember that senior night on when we played Paradise for the EAL championship, and if you remember, like you said, Anthony Curley wasn't a starter. However, if you remember after that happened, after Coach Trueblood came over and took a picture with this kid who didn't have his parents, like you said, he actually got into the game in the fourth quarter. He recorded a humongous sack that actually gave us a chance to come back and win the game.
Yep.
And
yep.
That was the first time he really played all year. And what did he do the first time he actually got his chance in his senior year? You know, that's the kind
yep.
of influence Coach Trueblood has on players that don't have necessarily as good of a talent as some other guys. And then I completely agree with your point as far as I think the thing that pisses me off the most about this whole ordeal is that some of these people that are in this administration at Enterprise High School, a school that you and I have supported pretty much, you know, our entire lives.
Yep.
A lot of these people in this administration, they weren't here before. They just got here and they want to run the show their way after this philosophy and the success has worked for years. And I don't get the whole concept of, we do have a caller on hold, Brad, so let me go ahead and put this number on. Caller number one, go ahead and you're on the air. Hello? It's a 524 number, yes, no? Okay, well,
I didn't know I was calling
in.
I thought I was just listening.
Oh, gotcha.
That's Coach. That's old Coachy there, man. What's going on, Coach?
Yeah, I'm just calling in momentarily. I wanted to see what you guys were doing. I'm actually working, but I got your message. I wanted to see what you guys were chatting about.
Yeah, well, you know what we're talking about is the loss for us black and gold faithful of an outstanding coach and a great leader of young men, as you well know. And we're just very frustrated
yeah.
and upset and just flabbergasted that this stuff keeps going on at our school. and disappointed as adults that this is happening with our, you know, with leaders of young men. That's just very frustrating.
Yeah, I totally understand how you guys feel. Don't blame you.
Yeah.
Did you want me to put you back off the air?
And I know there's probably,
ahead,
I don't know, Jim, if you want to talk much about it. I don't know if you can, but there's just, I think we're kind of just shocked, to be honest with you, that this has happened after what happened with the basketball coach, who was as successful as anybody out there. He had his controversies, but, I've watched that man coach basketball and volleyball and softball a long time, and I always admired his coaching style, to be real honest with you. And I love Darren Trueblood. I think I've got firsthand knowledge of how he is with the kids and the way he treats people in general, and it's everything you would want your kids to watch and learn from.
Yeah. Well, both those guys are excellent coaches, and I obviously am a little more familiar with Darren because I've been coaching against him for many years, and he's a great coach. You know, it's I don't know enough about everything that's happened, Brad, but I know there isn't a good coach. Darren can coach. And so, anyway, I don't know what he's planning on doing or he's planning on coaching again, but he did a really, really super great job with that program. So,
well, hopefully he doesn't go to West Valley.
Come on over, be an Eagle, Darren. We'll take
that. Well, I might be looking
for the sad thing is now, though, is that
high school home coach.
I think we're at the sad point where if let's say Trueblood did go to West Valley, I think Brad and I are so fed up with with Enterprise Administration that we would probably cheer for West Valley or wherever Trueblood goes.
that'll be the day, I feel for you guys. It's tough. Change is hard as it is, but when you see two guys that have been really successful, and again, I wish I knew more about it. I really don't know very much. Other than, what you hear, and again, how much of that is really accurate. I just know that they lost a good coach. So.
Yep, they sure did. Well, hey, we appreciate you calling in, Coach.
Yeah, hey, sorry, I didn't know if I was supposed to chime in. I just called in to listen and get the latest. So, anyway, guys, keep doing a good job, man. Awesome.
Thank you. Oh, Tyler, I just don't know what to say, man. I just can't believe it.
You know, it was kind of ironic today, because as you know, I'm finishing up my degree at Sac State, and I had a humongous project today. I had a humongous project for one of my classes where I had a peer teach, and basically what that is you have your whole class, and you're the teacher for the day. Like, you're graded, you're the teacher for the day, you're teaching the class. And I woke up, and I was so, last night, I was so nervous about doing this lesson. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I knew what to do, but it was my first time actually peer teaching the whole class. So it was a little nerve wracking. And then I woke up this morning and I saw the news on Trueblood, and it just kind of was like, you know what? I'm just going to go and just deliver everything exactly the way Darren would do it. Just be confident, just have control of the situation. I ended up doing really well. And, everything, it was just one of those weird things where it's like, I just, everything that I'm learning or doing in the future, you wouldn't believe how many lessons that I learned from Coach Trueblood that I'm trying to implement into the future in some of my programs that I'm teaching, because I know that it helped not only me, but other individuals as well grow up, become not just become young boys to young men to men. And
I
think a humongous problem in society today is, parents just want their young boys to be young boys. They don't want them to grow up to be young men, to grow up to be men, to hold accountability for themselves. And that's the problem, is that there's too much entitlement in today's society. Everybody thinks that they're entitled to everything because they're there. And there's no such thing as earning anything anymore. And it just pisses me off, to be honest.
It's part of the whole society. You on Facebook or social media, there's kids that are posting these videos of when they go through a drunk driving checkpoint, or if they get pulled over for speeding, how they mistreat our police officers and people that are in positions of authority. And it's all based on the fact that these kids are being taught that they don't have to respect authority. They're entitled to do this and they're entitled to do that. And, you know, I want a participation trophy. Well, you know, I love that commercial. I forget what company does that commercial now that I think about it. But with the man's got that trophy with his boy, and it says, you know, participant. And he's like, you won every game. And he takes the thing off,
right,
and he
right.
writes on their champs. Because in the world
the
of
second
the,
I saw
the,
that, I thought
big,
of you.
Yeah. Well, in the game of life, there is no participation trophy. You know, you got to work hard to get somewhere in life. And if you're not willing to work hard, you know, I don't care how much money you get from.
Did you cut off, Brad?
That you didn't earn it. You didn't earn it.
Oh, there we go.
I just think it's our kids. And, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I know the man. And I know what he's about. And, you know, Darren never changes. Darren is, you know, gosh, he preaches that, right? Don't get too high in the highs,
right.
Too low in the lows. You know, keep the focus, enjoy the journey. I mean, all this stuff that was the mantra in Enterprise. And he's a huge part of that. And he lived that life. He was the same guy whether you saw him at Kmart or if you saw him at church. He'd be the same guy. And he's very steady, and he cared. He was treated everybody with respect. And I just think it's just asinine. To get away with what they're doing. It just blows my mind. I'm done with Enterprise, and I've been a huge supporter of that school basically my whole adult life. And I'm just disgusted by what that administration has turned that place into. It's very, very disappointing.
I said the exact same thing. I can't support a school that has taken away these coaches. I think it's also personal for you both, you and I, because, you know, you saw what Darren did for Eric and, you know, what Darren did for me. And we both have a lot of respect for that entire coaching staff. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I just don't get it. I don't get why you would want to get rid of these, you know, these coaches, these mentors that are helping young people become grown adults and becoming better people both on and off the field in favor of what? Because the kid had his feelings hurt? I mean, big deal. It just blows my mind. I like to talk about the administration. I'm not as familiar with who's the new administration and all this stuff, but these administrators, this athletic administrator or whatever, this person's fairly new, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah, this is just a recent... They just created this position recently, and
we used to have to get rid of that damn position.
What's that?
I said, I say we get rid of that damn position because this person hasn't made very good decisions lately, have they?
Well, no, they're catering to the few, you know, instead of talking to people that, you know, hey, I'll be the first to tell you, Darren's made coaching decisions that I didn't agree with because we're undefeated in the stands. I tell you that all the time. Us idiots in the stands, we've never lost a game. You know, did I always agree with everything he did coaching the football team? Of course not. But his record speaks for himself. And I'm talking football stuff here now. Everything he ever did leadership-wise, I totally agreed with. And I backed 110% because, like I said, the man is a man of integrity. But, you know, you're never going to agree 110% with your coaches, you know, whether with who they're starting or what decisions they're making. But I love the way he coached football. I mean, the way he went for two down in Paradise. He did it again this year, you know. But, like, your guys' junior year when you guys had to win and whoever won that game was going to go to the playoffs and whoever lost was not. And you're down there at arguably the most toughest venue to play in the Northern Section. And we score a touchdown, and we could have kicked the extra point to tie the game and try and force overtime. He went for two, and he did it again in the playoffs years later with Izzy Matthews catching that pass as a sophomore, remember? And
yep, I was at that game.
Yeah, and it just I love the way he coached the game, but like I said, none of this to me is about how he coached. I could talk about that all night long, but to me, it was all about the way that he led you guys and the way the things he taught you guys. And when I keep saying he, I mean the coaching staff. Darren obviously was the center figure in that, and everything went through him. But those guys were all on the same page. And I'll be honest with you, Tyler, I don't see how they are going to recover from this anytime soon. I don't see it. Because I'll be the first to tell you, Enterprise didn't always have the best talent. I think there was numerous times I watched you guys go on the field, whether you were playing or even these other teams down the road, they didn't always have the most talent on the football field. There was numerous times where we didn't. You look at the games you guys had against Foothill and the size of those offensive linemen out there and the speed of some of those players. But, man, we won some games because we outcoached them, and our kids believed in each other, and they believed in the system, and they believed in the philosophy at Enterprise High School. And to me, it doesn't get any better than that, you know. So just like Saturday night, I'm just going to throw this little jab out there. When my underrated, underappreciated Iowa Hawkeyes are going to shock the world and beat Michigan State, they're going to take their place in the national championship playoffs. Not saying they're going
to
win.
Oh, that's not shocking. That's not shocking to me at all. I'm going all in on Iowa. Connor Cook is the most overrated college quarterback I've ever seen in my life. I think Iowa's going to win the whole thing. I'm very impressed with Iowa Hawkeyes. And no one talks about it because no one knows.
Yep. Yeah, but I'm telling you, Tyler, they're a prime example of Kirk Ferentz. They don't get the five-star athletes at Iowa. They get the three-star. Sometimes they might get a four-star, but they don't get the five stars that Ohio State gets, that Michigan gets, that Alabama gets. They don't get these guys. But they got guys that believe in each other, and they believe in the system, and they bust their ass, and they believe in what they're doing right now. They're 12-0. So I love those kind of stories. I've watched it firsthand at Enterprise. Coach Hayworth didn't always have the best athletes either. He had some good athletes over the years, but not always the best. There's been numerous times where the only reason they won the game was because the coach knew what the heck he was doing, and he outsmarted them, and his kids believed in him. You know, so I think Enterprise is in deep crap, and too bad. Too bad. Now you parents that went and complained, you parents that think that, you know, your kid is all that and deserves to be treated differently, you can sit there and suffer the consequences. But the sad thing is they won't be there. They'll leave that school too. They'll leave them high and dry. Then it'll go cause problems somewhere else. There'll be a cancer in somebody else's program.
Now, the other thing too, which I didn't learn today, there's other coaching staff members that also resigned, and I don't know I'm guessing that had to do with the fact that they were not happy with the way that this Trouble situation was handled. First of all, one thing I do want to say is it was said in the paper that, you know, Coach Trouble had no pressure to resign, but I don't know if I believe that story at all. Do you?
I don't think he had pressure to resign. I just think he got no support. And when you have no
right.
support from your leadership, you have a lack of – I mean, Tyler, you went to some games the last couple of years. Enterprise fans got a little spoiled with the success they've had there winning section championships. But I know you've told me that the fan support this year sucked, and mm-hmm. I've seen it on the videos watching the games. There's nobody there. And
well
– I mean,
when I went to that Foothill playoff game, I remember when we played Foothill in the playoffs. It was senior year. We had everybody there. We were loud, proud, and rowdy. And when I went to we're in a playoff game against Foothill. This was a team that was 3-5. They won 3 in a row to get to this spot, and they had no fan support, nothing. And the other thing too, just to be clear, what I said about I don't know if I believe that story. I'm not saying that TJ wrote stuff in the article that's not true. He can only report of what he's told. What I mean
right.
is I'm not sure of what with that athletic person, whatever her name, I forgot what her name is. I'm not sure of what her account was that she told TJ I don't know if I believe her story or not. Based on what I've seen so far on some of the decisions she's made, I'm not so certain that's a person that I can trust right now.
Yeah, I didn't really care for her comments, the way that she said them, you know, the way that she was quoted in there, just the way that they came off to me. And Darren isn't going to throw anybody under the bus. He's got a little bit too much class for that. So he's taking the high road. And I respect him for that. But I don't, and I think you would agree, Darren is not one that's ever going to just throw him under the bus.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I emailed Coach earlier today, told him what I thought.
I did too.
You know, and I'm just very disappointed that he's gone. You know, I just think he deserved a hell of a lot better than this, just like Mike Hayworth deserved a lot better than this. It is what it is, man. It's high school sports. It's high school drama. And I'm just very disappointed in my school. And I'm done. I'm done with them. So, you know, you get what you ask for. And I think it's going to be some long, very long, sad years. And the sad thing is there's players out there that we're probably very much looking forward to continue to play for Darren and love the program. And now they're stuck wondering what the heck they're going to be doing, who they're going to be playing for. Because I guarantee you another Darren Trueblood's not going to come in that door anytime soon.
No. And everybody will say, well, when Trueblood took over from Arrow, they said the same thing about Coach Arrow. And you know, that is true, but I think Coach Arrow and Coach Trueblood influenced young men's life in different ways. And, the thing, what happened there is Brian Coleman earlier on his Facebook talked about how Coach Arrow was the godfather, and he kind of laid the foundation for Coach Trueblood to take over the reins. With all these coaches resigning, who knows if the coach that's going to be taking over is going to be someone from out of town or who knows. And if that's the case, then the philosophy at Enterprise is over. We not me is over. Enjoy the journey is over. All that stuff that's been so successful for all the years, that stuff is now gone, thrown out the window.
Right.
And
right. It's
just, I guess the sad thing to me is that the tradition is over at Enterprise. And like you said, I'm so done with that school. I'm so fed up the way that they've treated some of these people that have given so many hours and time out of their lives and out of their day to help people that are either athletes and even players that weren't athletes. You saw what Darren did at the We Not Me Bowl. Did you see about the whole stuff where he had a disabled kids be able to come out for one night to be able to be part of the team? It's that kind of stuff that Coach Trueblood implemented at Enterprise to make sure that he was not only helping football players, he was helping every single student that came through that school. And all these hours, all this time, and this is how you repay the man. I'm sorry, I don't like swearing on this program, but it was complete bullshit.
Yep. Completely agree with you. Completely agree with you. And I'll tell you, another thing that he didn't stand for were people, you know, bad-mouthing or talking crap about an opponent. You know, I got a few interesting tweets when Shaq to beat us this year. And I've been waiting. I've been waiting, Tyler, but karma has a way of turning things around. And earlier this year, I picked Shasta to beat PV, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to root for the Reading team. And these little mouthy, little arrogant punks were making comments to me on Twitter. How'd they do in the championship game? Did they win a championship this year, Tyler?
They have not won a championship since 1988.
Yeah, I think they lost 49-7. So, so you guys can chew on that. It doesn't matter to me. You made it to the championship game. Who gives a crap? You're a bridesmaid. So too bad for you. There's some good kids there. There's some good kids there too. And there's a couple of guys I really like at Shasta, but, my buddy Aaron Williams, of course, his son plays for them. And I like Aaron a lot, but, there were some mouthy kids running their mouth off, and I get it. It's all talk and smack, but, don't talk smack until you actually win something that matters. And you didn't. So keep trying. I'll probably win one before Enterprise will, and I'll tell you that, though.
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's how many section championships has Enterprise won? I think, what, 7 or 8 since 88, which is to 0 to Shasta. So how many
Rumbles
Enterprise won? Yeah, like 17, 18, so you're like 4.
Yeah. I mean, you don't win three section championships in a row, back to back to back. That doesn't happen very often. And
four out of 5 years, too. Four out of five.
Yeah. And like you said, that playoff, you know, record, everybody goes, oh, Enterprise makes a big deal out of that. Well, it's because nobody else is doing it. So, you know, it's funny. The people that say, oh, it's not a big deal. Well, how many years in a row has your team made it to the playoffs? And they go, seven. Oh, there you go. Let me know when you get up to 18 or
whatever.
And what
the funny thing was to that, too, is everyone would be like, well, Enterprise made the playoffs 17 years in a row. What'd you guys do with it? You didn't win a section championship. Okay, and then they won a section championship. Well, you guys didn't go back-to-back. And, okay, 2 years later, they went back-to-back-to-back. Well, you guys didn't go to a state bowl game. Well, they went to a state bowl game. They've accomplished more under than any other school in this North State under head coach Darren Trueblood than any other school has done in this entire area. And probably if we saw that reign of that three-peat and the four out of five, I don't think we'll ever see that again, that dominance.
Well, and I'll tell you what, they finally have fixed the way the state playoffs should be run. That team would have been playing against teams of their same – not the private school for Chaminade from, you know, down south that had all these recruited kids and, you know, transfers and all that crap.
Is at the University of Miami now?
Yeah, yeah. If they've been playing some of the teams that played earlier in that same day, I think they could have very well won a state championship. Very well could have won a state championship. And you know, that was just an awesome deal. And again, Darren handled that all with complete class. I'm just proud. I'm just proud of him. I'm proud of his coaching staff, and I'm very disappointed in the way they were treated. You know, I'll just leave it at that.
I think the thing that upsets me the most is I think Darren had unfinished business. I mean, he's not old. He's still fairly young, and I feel like he had a lot of coaching years ahead of him at that school, and we never will know how many more section rings would he get, how many more state titles would he get. You know.
Well, he's a young man. He's close to my age. He's just getting his prime, man. What are you talking about?
That's why I was saying. Darren's a young
man. Yeah,
Darren's
he's a young
not,
man.
He's not an old guy.
Right. Although
I guess I was going to ask you,
like,
too, Brad.
Having guys like, you know, Voorhees and Herman around probably make him age a little bit, make him look older than what he really is, because they age you. They make you give you gray hair.
Now, I was going to ask you, speaking of Coach Herman and Coach Voorhees, I know that some other coaches were so fed up with this whole thing that they resigned as well. Who else on the staff do you know of that has resigned that you can confirm?
I don't. I don't know who else did. I've heard the same rumors that you did, but until they tell me, yeah, I did resign, and you can share that on the radio or whatever, I'm not saying anything. But
okay.
I did hear that quite a few coaches have resigned. That are standing with Coach Trueblood on this. And, you know, which brings a smile to my face. I think that's fantastic that they're going to stick with him and they're going to, you know, they're going to walk as well. You know, I didn't hear from Coach Herman. I was kind of hoping I would hear from him last week because he is a big time Nebraska fan. And, you know, I was waiting. Iowa played him last Friday after the day after Thanksgiving. And I was concerned about that game because Nebraska is not an easy win. I don't care how bad they're suffering. At Nebraska, it was a tough place to play. So, but I didn't hear from Coach. But, Coach, if you're out there listening, just know that I was thinking about you last Friday.
Wow. There's a touchdown in the Packers game. Randall Cobb just recovered a fumble in the end zone, so now the Packers have cut the lead down 20-7. What the hell's going on with the Green Bay Packers right now?
I don't know. It was 17-0 last time I checked. What is it now?
20-7.
Wow. I don't get it. I don't understand what's wrong with them other than, for one, they're not blocking very well for Aaron Rodgers. He's under pressure all the time. Eddie Lacy has definitely slowed down. And it's fumbling the ball a lot. I was so mad when the Steelers passed on Eddie Lacy and drafted Le'Veon Bell. I was so mad. I'm pretty happy with that draft now, Tyler. Other than the fact that his knee went out on it, but that's beside the point. But I was really wanting Eddie Lacy to go to the Steelers, and he's gotten fat and slow and fumbles too much. And the receivers, Randall Cobb has not lived up to his expectations. James Jones is a very serviceable second or third string receiver, but they're using him like a first, like a first option right now because of injuries. Obviously, kind of mind's going blank on me. Darn, who's the kid that blew out his knee this year?
Jordy Nelson,
the Packers. Yeah, Jordy Nelson's a stud. You know, obviously they lost him in the preseason game at Pittsburgh. Freak deal there with his knee. That's a huge loss for them. But nobody else is stepping up. The tight ends aren't doing anything. You know, I don't care how good you are. If you can't throw the ball and receivers aren't getting open and you can't block for your quarterback and their defense is mediocre, you know, they're not a strong enough defense. So they're in trouble. I thought for sure that was going to – I'm blown away that Minnesota is playing as well as they are. And they're kind of walking away with that division.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't really want to talk about professional football, Tyler. I mean, being a Cowboys fan and all.
Moving on. you know, while we're on that really quick, and then we'll go back to the Coach Trueblood situation, I think the thing that's obvious, and it's been obvious for years, is Jerry Jones is the problem with that team. Jerry Jones, it goes back to the 90s, brought in Jimmy Johnson, won 3 Super Bowls, 2 of them under Jimmy, fired Jimmy because he didn't like Jimmy, and Jimmy telling him where to stick it. Ended up winning another Super Bowl under Jimmy Johnson's players, Barry Switzer. You know, you guys didn't win that third Super Bowl against your Steelers, by the way, I might add. Those were against Jimmy Johnson's – those were Jimmy Johnson's players that he had. And then now he's got Jason Garrett, who's a yes man, and Jerry Jones' puppet. Jerry Jones is delusional, thinking that, you know, they rushed Romo back, and now we're back to square one. So, just blows my mind.
Let me ask you this. Is Tony Romo damaged goods? I mean, is he ever going to be back 100%?
No. They need to move on. They really do.
I agree with you. I think it's sad. I mean, Romo's a good quarterback. And you've seen what happens when you have to go to your backup. I mean, the Steelers this year, you look at when Roethlisberger went down with that knee injury. You know, we had Mike Vick and this Landry Jones and quite honestly, the Steelers are sitting there at 6-5, and I can make a case where they'd be 9-2 right now. So a lot of attrition with injuries and stuff. It's hard to say, you know, how things are going to finish, but it's a crazy year in the NFL. Very crazy. I mean, you look at some of the scores that go around, and it blows my mind. You know, teams don't seem to stay hot other than the Patriots. You know, that was a tough loss for them. I think Carolina – each week, of course, they're getting more and more confidence. I'm still not a big I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. But Atlanta, one week they look like world beaters, and then they look mediocre at best.
Oh, my goodness. This is why the Lions are the Lions. The Lions just had the ball at their own 20, fumbled the ball. Now Green Bay's got the ball inside the red zone, about ready to cut the lead to 6 points. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's why if you're a Lions fan, similar to the Browns, you got a paper bag ready to put over your head. You know, they're terrible.
Oh, that Browns game is ridiculous.
Speaking of the Browns, did you see the video showing the Browns fans ripping their jerseys off?
Yeah, I saw that. I was thinking about our old buddy.
Where is our buddy at?
Jay? Jeff?
Yeah, where's he been? Jeff, yeah, Jeff.
I don't know.
Jeff.
You scared him off a couple weeks. Scared him off a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, some guys. You know, I'm all for talking smack, but I mean, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk, man. And he couldn't back it up. So.
Well, we could bring on Scott Taylor and see what he thinks, but maybe we'll do that on a different day. We have a little bit more time.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Let's see. We got third and six right now at the Detroit 8. Aaron Rodgers just passed it over to Richard Rodgers down at the 8. That's good because I got Richard Rodgers in fantasy football. I'm going against Chase Herman this week. So anything Richard Rodgers can do to help me out, I appreciate it. I'm not making the playoffs, but I would love to beat Chase Herman.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I made – speaking of fantasy football, Tyler, you'd be disappointed in me. I made a colossal mistake. I traded away Adrian Peterson.
And for what?
Because I had running backs. I had Todd Gurley. I had Justin Forsett before he got hurt. I had somebody else. And my receivers were kind of weak. I had your boy, Dez Bryant. He has done jack for me. So I traded for Emmanuel Sanders. And this is when he was hot and when Peyton was playing well. And right after I traded him, I mean, I didn't even get to play him 1 week. And he got hurt, and Peyton was hurt, and Adrian Peterson's been going off ever since. And just, I mean, it's just one of those moves you make and you regret the rest of the year. So never again.
Aaron Rodgers just hit Devontae Adams in the end zone. Mason Crosby, extra point good. So now it's Detroit 20, Green Bay 14.
Yeah, there you go. Where are they playing at? Are they playing in Detroit or are they in Green Bay?
They're at Ford Field.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, fantasy football has definitely been one of those stressful situations. I guess while we're on that topic, we can kind of transition a little bit to that, and then we'll go ahead and go back to the Trouble situation, and then we'll call it a wrap for tonight. I have to win this week to make the playoffs, and I am in a tough position in one of my main money leagues. I have Drew Brees as my quarterback going up against Carolina, tough matchup, or Philip Rivers going up against Denver, another tough matchup.
Ooh, that is tough. Where's the Chargers Denver game at?
Rivers is at home, and so is Breeze. Breeze is at home.
Phew, boy.
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough.
Last
that's a tough
week,
choice.
I should have started Rivers, but I didn't, and I just don't know. Carolina's defense is the real deal, but so is Denver.
They are.
I mean,
so is Denver's. I would. Man, that's. That's a tough choice there, bud. I would probably go with Rivers. But, you know, it's hard to argue playing Breeze when, you know, a couple of the games he had were just phenomenal, obviously.
Yeah, I had him on the bench during that game, that seven-touchdown game. I had him on the bench. I've made a lot of bad. I had Jarvis Landry on the bench last week because they said Jarvis Landry wasn't going to play because of a knee issue, and he ended up going for 165 yards.
Yeah. I went back to the Midwest, and the week that they said Ben wasn't going to play, so I played somebody else who sucked awful for me. And that's when Ben had to go in relief of Landry Jones. Landry Jones got somebody stepped on his foot. And been through for, I don't know, 379 yards and three touchdowns or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have really used that.
Well, here are the receivers I have right now. I have Jarvis Landry, Mike Evans, Dez Bryant, Dante Moncrief, Michael Floyd, and Golden Tate. Obviously, I can't play Golden Tate because he's playing right now and he's on the bench. I have Jarvis Landry in against Baltimore, which I think is a good matchup because Baltimore's secondary is horrible.
Yep, excellent matchup.
I have Mike Evans against Atlanta, which Mike Evans is a humongous weapon and a big threat and a big – but Atlanta's got an underrated corner in Trufant. It's just – I just don't know. Evans' potential is –
Where did Trufant go to school?
University of Washington.
Yeah. That's a homer pick if I ever heard it. Oh, I better get my man Trufant's name out there. You're killing me.
I got Dez Bryant against the Redskins, and I know about the whole play,
but no quarterback.
I get that, but you know the thing that I'm thinking is maybe now that the season's over, they'll play more relaxed, and the Redskins have a lot of secondary issues, and I just don't feel confident with taking Dez out of my lineup. The other option I would have would be Michael Floyd against the Rams, who's been a little banged up, and Dante Moncrief against the Steelers.
Well, Moncrief is going to be a the Steelers' defense is hit or miss, and they've been gashed. They've been gashed a lot in the secondary. I expect your guy Moncrief to have a good game, you know. But,
well, we saw what Doug Baldwin did against them last week.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Andrew Akers, also University of Washington.
Don't get me started on Seattle. Seattle got away with a lot of crap. Your boy Richard
Sherman.
Oh,
they did. That interception at the end of the game should have been an incomplete pass.
Yep. And then the interception that Sherman had, he knocked Antonio Brown down, and got away with one big time. And I also didn't like the little wussy, unnecessary roughness that Lawrence Timmons got when he pushed Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was still a yard in bounds. So
right.
Last time I checked, you played until the whistle, and you played until the guy was out of bounds. And, I just thought the refs sucked. The refs are really struggling this year.
They are. For tight end, I'm using Scott Chandler, who's going to be taking over for Gronkowski. Do you think that'll be a solid choice?
Absolutely. And what's nice about Scott Chandler, he's a big, tall guy, too. I think he's like 6'6", something like that. 6'5", 6'6", somewhere in there. And he's a nice, big target. And he went to the University of Iowa. So I'm a big fan of his, too.
I think that'll be a good – I've been having tight end problems. I've gone through Charles Clay, through Eric Ebron. I had a chance to pick up Gary Barnage, and I thought I was comfortable with Ebron and Clay, so I didn't do that. I'm regretting that. Then I went to trade for Jimmy Graham, and then Jimmy Graham got hurt the following week. So I've been had tight end hell. I think I'm going to keep my receivers. I think I'm going to go with Dez Evans and Landry. I think I'm going to roll Breeze and Chandler. Here's my problem at running back. I have D'Angelo Williams as my running back one. I think he's locked in against the Colts.
Yep.
I think he's absolutely locked in. Now I have three other choices. Well, I have four other choices that I can go with. I have David Johnson from the Arizona Cardinals, who's going to be the starter this week because of the injuries to Chris Johnson, who's out for the year, and Andre Ellington, who's out with turf toe. I have Darren McFadden for the Cowboys going up against the Redskins. I have Charkandrick West that's coming back, and I also have Matt Forte. Forte and Charkandrick West is I'm worried about them being in a timeshare with Spencer Ware and Jeremy Langford.
Huh. Interesting. Who are the other guys you said?
Well, I have D'Angelo Williams is locked in. I'm not putting him on it.
Yeah.
It's between David Johnson from the Cardinals, Darren McFadden from the Cowboys.
Who's their opponent this week?
David Johnson's playing the Rams. Darren McFadden's playing the Redskins. Charkandrick West is playing the Raiders. Matt Forte is playing the Niners. But you have to remember, Charkandrick West is coming back from an injury, and Spencer Ware played pretty decently in Tulane Inform the past couple of weeks. So there is the talk of possibly a timeshare between the two of them. And Matt Forte is playing the Niners, but Jeremy Langford played so well in that absence. They're saying that Jeremy Langford and Matt Forte are going to be splitting carries, and Langford getting the goal line looks.
Huh. Well, I mean, as you know, fantasy football is a crapshoot.
Yep.
So, every time I start to think I've got it figured out, I get beat by a team that has no business beating me. So, I'm in two different leagues. In one league, I'm in second place, and I'm already clinched a playoff spot, and it pays out for a regular season finish and playoff finish. So I'm excited about that. In my other league I'm in, it's a 10-team league, and when they figured it out this year, only the top four teams make the playoffs, which I think sucks.
Yeah, that's stupid. Should be six.
Yep, exactly. And I'm in sixth place right now. I'm still within striking distance of fourth. Things are going to have to really work out a certain way, and I really don't know that my matchups this week are going to help me a lot. I've got Matt Ryan. I've got Julio Jones, so I get the double, the double point deal. But they've been very up and down. Yeah, up and down. And we'll wait and see what happens, but I'm really disappointed in one of my teams this year. Hey, do you want to touch base at all on Kobe, or do you want to wait to another time to do that?
Yeah, we can go ahead and transition into that. Obviously the news about Kobe Bryant was not a shock to any of us, but it still was a little bit kind of one of those things where it's kind of like, oh, man, this is kind of depressing because Kobe's not only my favorite Laker of all time, favorite basketball player of all time, but he's my favorite athlete of all time. I think that anybody that wants to have the kind of, you know, his work ethic. And I know a lot of people will say about some of his arrogant attitude or not getting his teammates involved or not passing the ball. And I get that. And I do agree there's been instances where he could have passed the ball more, been a better teammate, but his work ethic is second to none. And one thing that I've always respected about Kobe, and I think even fans of other teams that respect about Kobe, is his main goal was to win and to win championships. And, you know, he did that in 5 championships. And a lot of people will give, say, oh, well, he wouldn't have had those championships without Shaq and during that three-peat. Well, they definitely help each other. I wouldn't say that Kobe rode Shaq's coattails. I mean, pretty much if you look back at the 2000 NBA Finals in Game 5 when the Lakers were up – or sorry, Game 4 when the Lakers were up 2-1 and Shaquille O'Neal fouled out, Kobe Bryant led that team to a win in overtime and led them to a 3-1 series lead. If Indy would have won that game, you're talking about a 2-2 series. Indy won Game 5, and now Lakers have to win Game 6 and Game 7 to win the title. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's sad to see him go, but it is time. It is time for the Lakers to move on with their future, and then hopefully at the end of the year they'll get rid of that idiot, Jim Buss. We've been talking a lot about Enterprises Administration and some of the questionable people they have running the show there. Well, on a professional level, Jim Buss is dumb as it gets.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with him at all. I will tell you, and you know how much I dislike the Lakers being a Kings guy. There is nobody that I hated to see come into Arco Arena or Sleep Train Arena, whatever you want to call it, more than Kobe Bryant. I hated to see that guy show up because he was a straight-up killer. That guy just carried teams on his back. I mean, I can't even begin to think how many games I watched him play for the Lakers. But if it wasn't for him, they would have gotten blown out. And the guy could just take over the basketball game. And just phenomenal talent. You can say whatever you want off the court, he's a jerk, he's arrogant, whatever. But on the basketball court, the guy was as good as anybody. And I've watched Michael Jordan play. I've watched, the great ones play, Kareem and all, Magic and all those guys. As far as I'm concerned, Kobe is every bit as good as any of those guys were. Michael's always going to be the man. But Kobe is right there with him. I can't believe that Skip Bayless on ESPN thinks that LeBron's better than Kobe was. He's not even close to Kobe yet. You talk to me when you do some of the things that Kobe's done. LeBron hasn't done that yet. So I'm happy for him. He's going to retire because I think it has passed him by. His body's just not able to keep up. But that guy was just a phenomenal player, second to none.
Well, and Skip Bayless, like you mentioned, Skip Bayless goes back and forth so much. I'm actually ashamed to have him, quote-unquote, claim to be a Cowboys fan when he's an admitted two-teamer. He's a Patriots and a Cowboys fan. I don't have any respect for two-team in the NFL. You stick to one team. You don't have an AFC team and an NFC team. This isn't the MLB. And Skip has always been a LeBron. You know, if you notice with Skip Bayless, his little thing is pretty obvious to read. He talks crap about LeBron. They tell him to start talking up LeBron. So then he starts talking up LeBron. Hey, Skip Bayless is a moron. But,
he is a moron.
But besides that, a quick update on the Packers and the Lions game. Right now, the Lions have a 20-14 lead with 14:26 left in the fourth quarter. 3rd and 14 from Green Bay 27. Aaron Rodgers pass incomplete deep down the field to Devontae Adams. And there is an injured player, Bekatari, who's injured on the play for the Packers, offensive lineman. He's down right now. I don't know what's going on with Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy, which is helping me because Todd Humphrey has him in fantasy football. 1 reception for -3 receiving yards and 4 rushing yards on 1 carry.
Wow.
After the game he had last week, I was thinking they were going to get Lacy more involved, but apparently not.
Yeah. I think Eddie Lacy's had a few too many cheeseburgers, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen the rookie year picture to what he looked like in 2015?
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Very disappointing. You know? He's a very good player.
Yeah, I just think Le'Veon Bell, I can't wait for him to come back and you know, he just keeps getting better and better.
Le'Veon Bell is killing my fantasy team. He's my favorite player in probably the entire NFL. And I love watching him play. I love having him on my fantasy team. And these injuries, man, I can't do with it. If he gets injured again next season, I'm probably not going to draft him anymore.
Right. Don't blame you. Don't blame you.
But we'll see what happens. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, as much as I hate the Steelers, man, you can't help but like watching those two. Those two are exciting players to
And you know who else is exciting to watch too, Tyler, on that team? If he could ever get his craft together, is Martavis Bryant. That guy's got a ton of talent. He's fast, big, tall kid. Reminds me a lot of Plaxico when Plaxico was in his prime. But he dropped a couple of really catchable balls against Seattle. We had no business losing that game in Seattle. Very disappointing. But it's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the game is very entertaining. Roethlisberger is just incredible. I'm starting to grow tired of Mike Tomlin and his rhetoric. So I'm hoping that they could have some success this year because he's really starting to wear me out.
Yeah. I don't blame you. We only have about 5 minutes left in the show tonight. I guess the main topic tonight was discussing the resignation of Darren Trueblood. I guess if you had any other comments or anything on that topic, go ahead.
Just to recap, just a ton of respect and admiration for that man and everything he stands for and his coaching staff. I'm very appreciative to have been around him. And, to be there and watch him and his staff in action and watch their interaction with the players and the community. Like you mentioned earlier with, you know, the We Not Me Bowl and doing things for, you know, kids that are handicapped or suffering one way or the other. I think it just speaks volumes about the kind of man that he is. And he gets it. Like I said earlier my Facebook post, I said, you know, to quote him, he gets it. He always used to mention that, you know, that guy gets it. He understands what's going on. Darren gets it when it comes to life. And, you know, we're all better people because we had him in our life. And I'm just very disappointed in our school. And I think karma's going to come back to grab them in a bad way. I've been feeling for a long time.
And I actually just got a message from, do you remember Perry Sadu? He played on offensive line the year after. He actually just wrote me and said, talked about Coach Trueblood. He said, man, I heard last night about what happened. This is a quote from him. He says he feels bad for the kids who won't be able to learn from him and that Perry had family going to Enterprise specifically to play for Coach Trueblood and that it's really too bad that now they're not going to get that chance.
Yep. Yeah, just like we talked about earlier. That's the only sad part is there are kids there that are good kids and it's over. And now they're going to sit there and wonder who their coach is going to be and that administration, you know, they're going to get what they're going to reap what they sow. So,
I'm not trusting the administration right now, just based on everything that I've seen, happen, but so I don't know what they're going to do. My guess, my gut feeling is that they're going to bring some out-of-town noob to come in and just shake this entire program and get – and honestly, I wouldn't put it past the administration that whatever coaches do remain, if they were any of Trueblood's guys, I wouldn't put it past them to force them to resign either just because of the way things have been shaken down in that community. But if it was someone that had a brain like Brad does, let's say I'm going to put Brad in the administration chair right now. Who would you call up to replace Trueblood?
You know,
from within.
I'm going to throw a name out there, and you're not going to believe it. You're going to fall out of your chair. I graduated with him. I've not been a big fan of him for years. You played against his teams, some of the best games I've ever watched. Brian Hamilton. You know, he's an Enterprise grad. The man knows how to coach football, obviously. I think college is more to his suits, would suit him better. But, you know, he's from Enterprise, and he can coach. That'd be the guy I'd be talking to. It'd be a great challenge for him. But I don't think he would do it. But he might be somebody that's interested.
I really
don't. He might be somebody that's interested. I don't know. But like I said, I just have zero. My give a crap is zero for Enterprise High School now. I'm done. I'm just.
I agree.
Everything that's went on there. I can't support him. I just can't.
Nope.
Very disappointed.
No. So that means next season, you and I won't be specifically doing Enterprise games on the radio. It'll be the game of the week. And I think a lot of the game of the weeks won't be Enterprise concluded.
Yeah, I think they're in trouble. I think they're going to be in a lull for a long time. And but I am excited about being back on the radio with you. It's been a long time, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports we can talk about. Looking forward to getting some more callers on.
Yeah, and that'll come as we get a little bit more. Of course, tonight was kind of a last-minute thing. As we get more in-depth, we have a lot to talk about that we're going to get on the next program, such as like the Warriors, and they're just an unbelievable season that they're having. So we'll talk about that next time. But I guess to kind of recap, like you said, you and I both done with Enterprise Athletics, and we're talking, there's a lot of not huge financial contributions, but, you know, we pay for that play on sports or whatever, and the school gets money for it. First of all, half the time the damn thing doesn't work, and they still get our money anyway every month for it.
Yep.
You know, half the time done with that, we're not supporting that anymore. All the Enterprise merchandise you buy at the stores, like my mom went out and bought she went over to the, they have like another little Hornet store over by that ride down Churn Creek and bought sweatpants and stuff like that. That contribution goes, we're done with that anymore. And it's really a shame that, you know, because there still are some good people at that school. Coach Deaver comes to mind. You know, he's going to be taking over for Hayworth, and he's always been a great guy to look up to. And there's some other people that are still at that school that I have a lot of respect for. As far as some of the administration, you know, I know how you feel about the principal there. Obviously, you and I are not the biggest fans of this lady that's made this decision about having Trueblood resign, because that's what I think personally. I think that there's more to the story than we were told in the newspaper.
Yep.
And, you know, it's really sad that it had to come down to that, really. That's what it comes down to.
Totally agree with you.
You know, my give a crap, too, like you said, zero. This was the last straw. Enterprise wants to move in this direction. Well, you can go ahead and move that direction and suffer the consequences, like you stated earlier.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree with you, buddy.
Well, I think that's all we're going to do. Have time for tonight. Thank you, Coach, for calling in. We'll go ahead and post the recap of this podcast on Facebook and on Twitter. And we'll see you guys next week at 7 o'clock. Next week, we'll try to go the whole two-hour show. So that would be December 9th at 7 o'clock. And everyone have a good night.
We'll see you.